the only way to get ahead and to get promoted and to get where I want to be in this job. I've got to have a better education. So they're going back to get trained to become eligible for the promotion in a job that they have seen that they want.
That is refreshing.
It is. It really is. And then so many of them have decided that this is the only way that the future holds for them, what they want. They have seen life in reality. They weren't able to face it. And maybe parents weren't able to help them face it when they were in high school. But I spend just about as much time helping people of that kind, of that interest, as I do the seniors who are planning to go off to school.
You think part of this avoidance of reality is due to some of the things they take, say the drugs and alcohol down at the high school, or is that much of a problem?
We have had problems of alcohol and drugs, and I think one thing is the fact that they don't have much to do anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in earlier days, I think your parents and your grandparents, I'm sure, would say that in earlier days they had chores, they had things they had to be interested in and concerned about getting accomplished at home. Now they do not have those things. And some of them go to work on their own, and this is another phase of education that we have now that was different when I first came here. We have work programs whereby they come to school part of the day and go to work the other part.
Mm-hmm.
We have seen good and bad come from that. We have seen some of them really reap a reward from being able to make their own money and make their own way, because they will go ahead and go to college, or they will go to vocational school, whatever. We have seen others take it out and buying automobiles and maybe some of the habits that you've just mentioned. And some of the cases that we've had, some of the worst cases we've had, is that very reasoning back of it. They get money on their own, and they really don't, they aren't equipped, they aren't trained to do anything, they're not happy within themselves, so they get lost in alcohol or drugs. And of course some of them want to be like other boys and girls, they want to be like their peers, so a lot of them get innocently drawn into this.
Mm-hmm.
And this we have found to be true of some very fine boys and girls. And it's not exactly the poor people that are into drugs or into alcohol. It's in very good families, very prominent families. And it's unfortunate that sometimes they can't find an interest in life that they can put their time to. Instead, they get involved with habits that drag them down.
That's a shame. Well, has anybody ever been arrested at Stevens County High School?
Yes, we've had cases. Yes, we've had cases that have had to be taken to court and been punished, and we've had cases. We've had dogs out there that searched our lockers, and we've had all kinds of interesting things to happen, but I don't think our school is any different to others. In fact, I like to think, and I think I'm in position to know,
mm-hmm.
that we are in much better shape than a lot of schools in the South. And I'm very happy about that. And I think, too, that some of the misfortunate things that have happened have been maybe a step in the direction to get boys and girls to thinking for themselves and rehabilitating themselves into some person, getting to know themselves and getting to become involved in being trained for a life role skill. I think some good has come from their being caught up with and brought into justice. But not, it hasn't all been bad, but some of it